Today we're doing Sif Dalal. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser lafor keneged ha-mispaol in-besoch Dalal Amos. One is not permitted to walk in front of a person davening within four Amos. V'davka lifneim, that's only in front of them. Aval betzidei ha-mutr lafor v'la amod. But if you're off to the side, then you can pass and you can and stand there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tesvav says, Aser lafor, nishim bevatel kavanaso adezeh, because you're going to distract him. V'lachin aser afilu osek az b'kriya shema, and therefore even if you're in the middle of Shema, it will be a problem. V'chayadnum kasav hatam, because you're creating a hefsek between the one who's davening and the shechina, lifnehem, utzdadim shel lifnehem, and off to the side is like being in front of them. L'hamagen Avram b'siv katan vav kill lifnehem dami ulaha Eliyahu Rabba shari. So to machlokas the magen Avram the Eliyahu Rabba, whether off to the side would be mutter if you're within four amos. Aval b'tzidehem b'hazor parshas chayisara oser afilu b'tzidehem toch dal ramos. The Zohar says if you're off to the side, even within four amos, it would be a problem. La'avor v'la'amod rotzalomer she'yavor v'yamod sham below. That you're going to stop and stand there and not move on, so you shouldn't be in front of them. If someone can see you, even if you're technically off to the side, then you're not allowed to stand there. So therefore you're not be allowed to stand within four amos of someone, even if you're off to the side. The Eliyahu Rabba says it's only a problem to walk within four amos directly in front of the person. But if you're off to the side and you're walking within four amos and standing there, then it's mutter even if you're in front of them. And you could be mekel in a shasar chak. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow.